الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام
ورحمة. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, today is the blessed and sacred and Mubarak day of Eid, Eid al-Adha. It is a day in which the Muslims commemorate and celebrate the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. As Muslims and as believers, every single action and every single activity that we engage in, there is a deeper meaning to it. There is a deeper spirit to it. And as Muslims and believers, we should ensure that we maintain the true objective and the spirit and the deeper meaning of all the activities that we engage in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى الزَّمَانِ لَسَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ يَبْقَى مِنَ يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That a time will come upon my ummah close to Qiyamah, and this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that nothing will be left of Islam except the name of Islam, and nothing will be left of the Quran except the script of the Quran Sharif. In other words, his name will be Muhammad, Abdullah, Ahmad, Ismail, but there will be nothing further than that. There will be no difference between him and Peter, John, Paul. Absolutely no difference. There will be no difference between a Muslim wedding and a Christian wedding. There will be no difference between a Muslim walima or a Muslim celebration and a Christian celebration. There will be no difference between Eid and Christmas. And unfortunately, we can see it happening that more and more people are emulating and adopting the customs and the ways of those who have not been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are more becoming more and more embarrassed and ashamed of the way and the beautiful way and noble way of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were extremely proud and they had great honor and respect For every single sunnah, no matter how minute and small it may have been, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, one sahabi was invited in front in the palace of one of the rulers of the empires of those times, whether it was the Persian Empire, Roman Empire. So he was invited for some kind of a discussion or negotiation. And whilst in the chamber and sitting on the table eating the food that was given to them, a morsel of food fell onto the ground. He had his attendant with him. So immediately, as soon as the morsel of food fell onto the ground, the sahabi went down and fetched that morsel of food up. So the attendant who was with him, he said that, no, you don't do these things in front of these people. In the court of these kings, they have got a certain protocol, and you need to follow that protocol. And now to go to the floor and eat food, it's humiliating. It's not appropriate for a place of this nature. This was the response of the sahabi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the same kind of spirit. He said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. He says, what? Should I abandon? Should I leave out the sunnah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these fools? These individuals who have not been blessed with Iman and Islam, what do they understand about the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As one great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a recognizer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, نَقْشِ قَدَمْ نَبِيكَ هَ جَنَّتْ كَ رَاسْتَ نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. Which means that in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the pathway towards Jannah. This is the pathway towards Jannah. Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. That if a person traverses and walks on the path of and the highway of Sunnah, then inevitably he is actually walking and linking himself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also extracted from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, O Nabi of Allah, tell your followers, tell the Sahaba kiram, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, make ittiba', emulate, follow, adopt, implement the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your lives. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, a time will dawn upon the ummah when nothing will be left of Islam except the name of Islam. And nothing will be left of the Quran Sharif except the script of the Quran Sharif. People will look at the script of the Quran Sharif, read the Quran Sharif, but there will be nothing further than that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also predicted a time will come when the Qurra will recite the Quran Sharif in a very beautiful and melodious way, but that recitation of the Quran will not pass their throats. In other words, it will not go into their hearts. It will not impact their hearts. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Therefore, we should make a tremendous effort to go further and to revive the spirit of every single activity of Islam. Hence we find ourselves in this day of Eid al-Adha. What is the real objective of this day of Eid al-Adha? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us this Mubarak day? Of course, it's an opportunity for great rewards. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he advised the Sahaba ikram with regards to sacrificing on the day of Eid, the Sahaba ikram say, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, what will we achieve by making this qurbani? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, listen, every single hair of that goat or that cow or that cattle, you will be given reward for every single strand of hair. Brothers are requested to come forward. The brothers in the back can get more space. JazakAllah, may Allah reward you. May Allah reward you. So for every single grain, every single fibre, every single strand of hair rather, there will be a reward for you. Now imagine, on one animal, on one goat, can a person ever count the strands of hair? Every single strand of hair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the person reward. So the Sahaba Ikram immediately, they were always eager to get thawab and reward. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what about wool? What about the sheep? Now the sheep doesn't have strand of hair, so what will happen? Nabi Kareem Sam responded, every single fiber on that wool, every single fiber you will be rewarded for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures of reward is vast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. So yes, in terms of rewards, the believers and those who engage in qurbani, and those who have the means to perform the qurbani, of course if a person does not have the means, then Sharia has not made it compulsory upon him. However, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has issued a very strict warning. He said that individual who has got the means to make qurbani, he has sufficient wealth, yet he still, just due to being miserly, or just due to sheer laziness, he does not perform the qurbani, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that he should not even come to the Eidgah. He should not even come near our Eidgah. فَلَا يَقْرِبَنَّ. He should not even come close to our Eidgah. So this was a strict warning. So of course, when we perform this qurbani, there is tremendous rewards. However, there is a deeper meaning to this qurbani, and inshallah, in these few minutes, we try and touch on it. If we look at the history behind the qurbani, so let's just go back in history. This happened in the time of Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many years he had been making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, bless me with a son, bless me with a son. Years he made this dua. Mufassirina have a difference of opinion how many years it was. But it was close to 40 years that he was making this dua. And thereafter finally, at the age of 80, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with this son. Now we can imagine the kind of bond and attachment and the love that he had for this child. Now this bond and attachment was so strong, and it was a permissible bond. There was nothing wrong with it. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Said, oh Ibrahim, do you love your son more or do you love Allah more? Who do you love more? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream instructed him to slaughter and sacrifice his son. This was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a direct command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we cannot do such a thing. This was a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find also Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to leave his wife and his son in a barren land with no water, no vegetation. Now this was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person uses this and says, well, we make trust in Allah and we just do what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. So no, we cannot misunderstand this. This was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. We are told in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that first tie your camel, then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First tie your camel, then trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example of the camel was given to the Sahaba Ikram because this was their means of transport. They would travel in the deserts and sometimes they would stop to rest. And if they stop to rest, they should ensure that the camel is tied, rest. The camel is such an animal that if it is left, it will continue wandering in the desert. And the desert is such a place that once the wind starts blowing, a person has absolutely no idea in which direction the camel has actually gone. There is no footprints left any longer. And that would inevitably mean that the person would lose his life, because if he doesn't have a means of conveyance, his food is all gone, there is no water, the heat of the desert, the person will definitely, that is the end. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, first you tie your camel, then you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, adopt the means. Now this, in this instance, Ibrahim alayhi salam, this was a direct command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala gives a direct command, then this is a different situation, in scenario. So nevertheless, Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded and instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice, what his son. Now on the one hand, the love for the son is there. The attachment towards the son is there. The son is there. And on the other hand, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. It's sort of a confrontation. There is an opposition. Ibrahim alayhi salam immediately, he knows what he needs to do. But he puts forward the same scenario to his son. Inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara, oh my son, I see it in a dream that I am slaughtering you. What do you feel about this? Allahu Akbar. Look at the answer of the son. Look at the tarbiyah that was made of the son. Look at the love that the son had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, you do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. If Allah has commanded you to slit my throat, to sacrifice me for his pleasure, then you do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Satajiduni, insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find me to be of those who are patient and who are tolerant. Now this happened between Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. No one else knew it. Only Allah was watching. But Allah loved this action so dearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it alive in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. So the lesson behind it, and this is the spirit of Qurbani, that on the one hand in our lives we have many occasions the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our own egos and our own desires, or some kind of a challenge or a temptation, or some kind of demand, an impermissible demand from our wives and our children. On the other hand, we have the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, we should imagine that we are just like Ibrahim alayhi salam. On the one hand, we have our own attachments and our own desires and our own temptations. We should also take that knife, the knife of taqwa, and run it over that temptation and that desire, and allow that blood to ooze for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see this. And this is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اخْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. The gist of that ayat is that if your love for everything else is greater than your love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then wait for the adab of Allah to come. In other words, every single believer, his love for Allah should be extremely intense. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely intense. Intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the true spirit of Qurbani, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that himmat and that courage to sacrifice our own desires and our own temptations and our own comforts in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we quoted in the introduction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا. That remember, in this Qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the meat. Allah ta'ala is not in need of the blood. In fact, in this Qurbani, Allah ta'ala says, you eat from it yourself, give to the poor, but you also are allowed to eat from it. What really reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that taqwa which you have in your hearts. And this is that same thing that we have been speaking about, taqwa. The definition of taqwa is kafun nafsi anil hawa. That a person has the ability to restrain himself from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That in the ummahs of the past, when they had to also make some kind of a qurbani, so it is mentioned that their qurbani was such that they had to slaughter the animal. And after they slaughtered the animal, they would take the animal and place it on a mountain top. And if a lightning struck the animal and burnt the animal out, then this was a sign that the qurbani was accepted. So the entire animal would be burnt out totally. Now can you imagine if that was the condition in our ummah, that our qurbanis had to be taken to some mountain top or some place, and then we had to wait for some lightning. So can you imagine, most probably most of our qurbanis, no lightning would have even come. How embarrassing that would have been, that the lightning didn't come down, my qurbani didn't get accepted, the person wouldn't know what face to face his family with, but everybody could see what was the outcome. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has kept it hidden, that nobody knows whether his qurbani is accepted or not. Everybody must have hope that inshallah his qurbani will be accepted. But at the same time, nobody can have pride and say that, well, my qurbani was accepted. Nobody knows. So each person should have great umid and hope that, ya Allah, accept my qurbani. And then look at the mercy of Allah, that Allah didn't burn the entire carcass out, that nobody could consume it. Allah says, no, you too can eat from it. And you should eat from it. It is a sunnah. eat from your own qurbani and also to distribute to the poor and the needy and one's family. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that true spirit of qurbani, that spirit to submit ourselves to the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as an individual who submitted to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah ta'ala issued a command, immediately he said, Ya Allah, I am ready to submit to your commands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem Sa'asim with that spirit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem Sa'asim a mubarak and joyous Eid and accept all their sacrifices and activities. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, the Eid Salah will be performed. We should make intention of performing 2 rakats, 1 rakat wajib of Eid with 6 extra takbirs. When the Imam will recite the first takbir, we will tie our hands and we will recite the Thana. Thereafter, the Imam will recite 3 takbirs. Upon the third, we will